I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. I heard Jay-Z say this. He said, people don't even have to like your music. They don't have to like rap. They don't have to like hip-hop. They don't even have to like black people. But people will respect big. They respect power and they respect status. This is what you all need to understand.
Stay all day.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. You are tuned in to the best of the best, the show where you learn discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date and time. And on top of all of this, you get the personal initiative, the go-getter energy, to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. We put all of this together. You get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's episode. Today's topic is, if you're going to play the game, aim high. When I was growing up playing basketball in Mount Airy in Philadelphia at Finley Recreation Center, we had two full basketball courts there at Finley. Now, I started playing ball when I was 14, so around the age of, probably around the age, during that 14-year-old age, but then the ages of 15 and 16, I would play basketball on the B court. There was A court and B court, or the two courts that we had in there. Now, B court was the court for the younger guys, the kids, maybe the adults who weren't as serious players, maybe the adults who wanted to play on the A court, which I'll tell you about in a moment, but there was so much activity on A court. So many people had winners, which is like the next team that plays and the next team that plays. There would be so many people out there. They just wanted to play, period. Didn't matter who they played against. They would go play on B court just so they could get in some runs up and down the court just to get their exercise or their workout in. There were some men who would just come there just to get their workout in. Now, A court. Now, I spent a lot of time on B court, as I told you, age 14 up to age 16. Now, A court was the court where the serious players played. A court was the court where some NBA players were to come to our park. They would play on A court. I remember Alvin Williams, Jason Lawson. These guys played at University of Villanova back in the 90s. Ketino Mobley, who had a long career in the NBA. These are all guys from the Philadelphia area. They would come. They would play on A court. There were some street ball guys who would come play on A court. All the best grown men in the neighborhood played on A court every single night. And those games would be serious, so serious that sometimes as a teenager, I'd be standing there watching the game from the sideline like, I don't want to be in this game. These days when I watch a basketball game, sometimes I get excited because I start to think, man, what would I do in that situation? What type of move would I make? How would I handle that? You know, how excited would I be with the size of this crowd at this game, whether it's a pickup game, a rec league game, a pro basketball game. But when I was 15 years old watching those games on A court in Mount Airy at Finley, I would be thinking to myself, I'm glad I'm here on the sideline because I wouldn't know what the hell to do if I was out there on this court because these games would be so intense. These guys are arguing. Everybody seems so tall and long and strong and confident and good. I was like, man, I don't need to be out there yet. I just didn't have the mentality yet to get out there. So we had A court and we had B court. Now, I had this, there was this guy in my neighborhood, this guy named James. Me and James are the same age. We started high school at the same time. Actually, we were going to the same high school for the first 2 years. Then he transferred to a different high school. Now, me and James, exact same age. I remember when I was 16 years old, I would be playing pickup games on B court. Because by the time I got to 16 years old playing on B court, I was doing pretty well. I was like dominating games on B court at times. Not all the time, but at times, I was dominating the games on B court against these other B level players. And James would come to the playground because we were from different blocks. He was from, but I'm trying to get my directions right. He was from north of the playground. I was from south of the playground. So I would come from one place and start playing. And he would walk to the playground with a couple of his friends while I was already playing in my game on B court. He would show up to the park a little bit later. And often he would walk by the court at B court while I'm out there playing. And James would say something to me like, Dre, why are you still playing on B court? And as he was saying it, he would walk by and he would go over to A court where he would wait to get winners or get his chance on the court. Now, James wasn't a better basketball player than me. I would say at that point we were pretty much equal. I had more physical talent, but he had more confidence. He had more of the mindset to play at that high level. He wasn't afraid to go play on A court, where I was kind of nervous to go play on A court. So he was ahead of me in that area while I was ahead in the physical abilities. And James would go over to A court and he wouldn't do much. He wasn't a dominant player. He was a bit player, probably the worst of the five on the court every time he played on A court. But he had the mindset to go over there and play on A court. And I thought about this. I don't even remember exactly what it was that made me think about this, but this is a 100% true story, that he always played on A court, even though he didn't have that much game, even though he wasn't doing much. And I was always playing on B court, even though I was dominating. Who was the player who could possibly go further? Just based on that piece of information that I've given you so far, this little bit of story, who had a higher ceiling as far as their basketball future went? You would have to say the guy who was playing on A court. The guy who was playing on A court against players who were better than him at the highest possible level available to him in the environment that we were in, this guy had the higher ceiling than he had a higher ceiling than I had, because I was playing at not the highest possible level that I was at. Even though I was dominating there and I was on an all-star on B court, I wasn't playing it. I wasn't taking advantage of all that the environment had to offer. And that's what we're talking about here today, that if you're going to play, if you're going to play the game, any game, this is not about sports, make sure you are aiming high. Point number one, you must find out. Or if you already know, ask yourself, what is the highest level to play at in this environment that I'm at? In the environment that you're in, if you're playing a sport, what's the highest level of that sport? Are these the best players that I could possibly be playing against every single day? Is this the best team that I could be on? Is this the best coaching or best training that I could be getting? Is this the best way for me to be working on my game on my own? Is there a higher level of me working on my game that I need to go to that I haven't taken it to yet? Ask yourself and find out if there is, or if you already know, ask yourself, why are you not there yet? If there's a level higher than the level that you're competing at, ask yourself, why are you not competing at that higher level? What is keeping you from that higher level? Why are you not going there? And if you are already performing at the highest possible level available in your environment, because we all have different environments, if you're already there and things are working smoothly, when are you going to upgrade? So we got something for everybody here. Wherever the environment you're in right now, you need to find out if there's a higher level to go to. If there is a higher level to go to, you need to find out what steps you need to take, like starting like yesterday, in order for you to get there. If you already know that there's a higher level and you're not there, ask yourself why you're not there and then get yourself there. And if you know there's a higher level and you are there and you're, let's say you're not doing much, hey, keep playing so you can get better. And if you're there and you're doing pretty well, you're handling yourself pretty well at the highest possible level of your current environment, you need to find out where the next highest level is, because I guarantee wherever you're at is not the highest possible level. Even if where you are is the best that it could be, you could still take yourself to a higher level. I remember I was reading this article about this basketball player by the name of Glenn Rice. Some of you may remember Glenn Rice. He actually has a son now, Glenn Rice Jr., who's a pro basketball player. But I'm talking about Glenn Rice Sr. Glenn Rice Sr. went to the University of Michigan, and he played in the NBA for several years. He played for the Charlotte Hornets. He played for the Miami Heat. And he also played for the Lakers a little bit. I believe he won a championship with the Lakers, the three-peat Kobe and Shaq Lakers. He was a bit player by then, more like a bench guy. But I believe he won a championship one of those years that they won. But Glenn Rice was an all-star for a couple years in Charlotte, a couple years in Miami. And Glenn told this story of once he, when he had started dating this woman who had become his wife, I don't believe he's still married to this woman, but this woman had met Glenn Rice and they were going out and she would come to his games and she would watch him play through the season. And Glenn played and he was a pretty solid, good player. And he said, I remember him telling this story, that his wife said to him, Glenn, I mean, you're out there playing, but you're not really doing anything. You're not really making that much of an impact on the game. You're doing your thing. I mean, it's the NBA. You're out there. You're earning your paycheck, but you ain't really doing anything. And this is the great thing about basketball. Just a side note. One of my favorite things about basketball is that even a person who doesn't know much about the game, you don't have to understand the technicalities of the game much. You don't have to know what the positions are. You don't have to understand what a pick and roll is. You don't have to know anything about help defense or any of that stuff. You don't have to know how far away the three-point line is. Any one of you who's listening to this right now could go to a basketball game, any basketball game at any level, watch those players play. And if I asked you, who are the best players out here on the court, any one of you would know exactly who the best players were. That's the great thing about basketball, because every player can do anything. Any player can do anything. Every function is available to anyone who's on the court. Unlike soccer, where, say, only the goalie can touch the ball with his hands, or baseball, where only the pitcher can throw the ball to the batters. In basketball, anybody can shoot, pass, rebound, defend, set a screen, go dunk it, go shoot a three. Anybody can do anything. So when you watch a game of basketball, it's pretty easy to tell who's good and who's not. Even if you don't know much about the game of basketball, even if you've never played in your life, you can see who's good and who's not just by watching a couple minutes of a game. So Glenn Rice, anyway, back to my point, Glenn Rice was already playing in the NBA. This is the story that I'm telling you. He's at the NBA. There's no higher level than the NBA. All right, he's a starter in the NBA. There's no higher level than being a starter in the NBA. But his wife said, even though you're out there, you kind of just kind of going through the motions. You're kind of blending in with the scenery of the other nine players on the court. You need to make more of an impact. Or at least that's what Glenn Rice decided, actually, after the woman said this to him. I don't know if it was his wife yet, but this woman said this to him. He decided he needed to make more of an impact. So he really got focused on his training, really got focused on making his game mean something. And the next year, he became an all-star for the first time. Because, and this is the point of this story, is that even though he was already at the highest level, he realized through this observation that there was a higher level that he could possibly go to. Point number two in today's topic is, if you're going to play, aim high. Understand that the reason why this point is that human beings, us, all of us and everybody else that we come across, people respect big. I heard Jay-Z say this. He said, people don't even have to like your music. They don't have to like rap. They don't have to like hip hop. They don't even have to like black people. But people will respect big. They respect power and they respect status. This is what you all need to understand. When you align yourself with power and status and big, you do this by aiming high. When you aim high, you are aligning yourself with whoever is big and powerful and has the status, because you are stepping into that room as if you belong there. You're stepping to that person as if you and that person are equals, like we talked about yesterday, right? Even if you're not that good, just by putting yourself in that room, you are aligning yourself with everyone in there who is good. This is, again, an unconscious thing that all of us human beings do. We associate people with their associates, right? Which is why the saying is, you are judged by and or you become the people you associate with most closely. We associate people with who did we see them around. I mean, if you see a guy who's not that attractive with a girl who is very attractive, you're going to start to see the guy as more attractive. Why? Because he's next to somebody who is. If you see a person who's not really that good at basketball hanging out with four other guys who are really good, that guy's going to become good, first of all, if he stays around often enough. And you're going to start seeing him as better than he actually is simply because of who he's around. In The Law of Success, one of my favorite books on personal development, written by Napoleon Hill, he talks about how if you were to go into a department store and you were to take a really great shirt, a fine $100 dress shirt, and you were to put it on the bargain rack with a whole bunch of shirts that are worth $5 and just throw it in the bargain rack with all the rest of the shirts, no one would ever pay $97 for that high quality shirt. Why? Because of its associates. It is being associated with cheapness. People will only pay a low amount for it. If you were just to do a blind test and just ask people, hey, what do you think this shirt is worth, who didn't know what you did, they would all rate the value of that shirt much lower than they would had you put that shirt where it belongs with the high quality shirts. And vice versa, if you take a low quality shirt, one of those cheap $5 shirts, and put it on the rack with the $100 shirts and ask some people who didn't know anything, what is this shirt worth, they're going to rate it a lot higher than the $5 that it actually costs, simply because of its associations. When we align ourselves with the best that is available to us, we are making ourselves better just by the association alone, and we'll make ourselves better by staying in that room and actually working on our games and getting better. Even if you're not good, the association will rise you up. Point number three. Today's topic is if you're going to play, aim high. When you aim for less than what is the best available to you, you are installing a concrete ceiling on your success. Where I live here in Miami, if any of you follow me on Snapchat or follow my Instagram story, you've seen me documenting the construction of this high-rise condominium building in my neighborhood. The building is going to be higher than where I live. It's not quite there yet. I've watched it come from actually ground zero. I remember when they were building the foundation of the building, you could be walking by on the street and you could see over the foundation. Nowadays, the building is about 30 stories high. And they're still doing the construction. And I watch them when they're laying the concrete. It's almost like every 3 days, they're pouring the concrete to another floor / ceiling of this building. This is going to be a 64-story tower. Do you only 64 stories is where this tower is going to be. So it's not even halfway to where it's going to be right now. And I'm bringing that up to tell you that when they lay that concrete ceiling, that's exactly what you're doing on your possible success when you aim for anything that is less than the best, highest possible level of what you're doing. It's not a glass ceiling, because glass, I heard Russell Simmons say this in one of his books. People talk about a glass ceiling, but glass breaks very easily. You could break glass just by stomping on it hard enough or punching it with your fist or throwing a brick through it. You can break some glass. You could break glass and throwing a basketball at it. You can't break concrete. You install a concrete ceiling on your success when you play for less than what is possible to you. I talked to them in episode number 297. Should you go play for the weaker team or for the stronger team? And I showed you how when I was a teenager, I was violating this principle, which I didn't really come to understand until way later in life, that I should have been playing with the strongest possible team available to me at all times, because that would quicken, that would accelerate my improvement. That would accelerate my development. Luckily, I understand that now, so none of you will make that same mistake. At least you won't make it because you didn't know. Now, if you make the mistake, it's because you're purposely going against what I'm telling you at your own peril. You can only go so far when you are playing at any level that is less than the A level of your environment. That's the key point I want you to take from this. Let's recap today's topic, which is if you're going to play, make sure you play at the highest level. Aim high. Find out, number one. Or if you already know, ask yourself, what's the highest level to play here where I'm at? Either why am I not playing it? And if I'm already at the highest level and doing my thing, what is the next level that I can go to? I guarantee you there is always another level. Number two, people respect big. They respect status. They respect success. They respect power. And when you align yourself with people who are already big, with status, with power and success, you become more big, a higher status, more powerful and more successful just because you're standing next to them. And if you stay in that room, you're going to have to earn your way to actually being those things. And number three, when you aim for less than the best, you are installing a concrete ceiling in your 64-story tower on your own success. You cannot break a concrete ceiling with your foot. You probably can't break it at all unless you get a jackhammer. You probably hurt yourself. You don't know how to work it. Playing for the weaker or the stronger team, I talked about episode number 297, Dre All Day / podcast. You can only go so far when you aim at a level that is less than the A-plus level of whatever it is that you're doing. And I heard Seth Godin, I read Seth Godin say this in one of his blog posts, is that going to that A level, people, is not a skill difference. It is not a choice of skill. It is just a choice of mentality. It is a choice of the level at which you choose to play the mental game. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Would you like to get a daily email from me where I share a topic, idea, tip, or story that you need to keep in mind or get in mind for your game? If so, you need to subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/game. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.